More ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN. Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. Thank you for tuning in to the June 2011 edition of Inside the County Board. We have an excellent show in store for you tonight, including helping you get to know our new county executive. And later on, we'll talk about a new way for you to see what's happening inside county government through our Click website. I'd like to start by welcoming to the show Chris Abley. He was elected Milwaukee County Executive 2 months ago. Chris, thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
Great to be here.
So I want to start off with an open-ended question. Just if you want to share a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. Well, I grew up in and around Boston. I came out to Milwaukee almost 20 years ago now. I have a real estate company. I have a hospital services company, which actually I've sold most of. But most of my time prior to this, for the last 10 years, has been in philanthropy and mostly as CEO of the Argosy Foundation, where we've worked on everything from human rights, education reform, environmental reform, and arts, both locally and nationally. But in the course of doing that, obviously, I work with a lot of organizations that interact with various aspects and departments of the county, and just watched a lot of the impact of declining services levels and sort of the direct impact they have on various constituencies, and have been involved with a number of groups, notably the Public Policy Forum, and where I was on the board for a while, and the Greater Milwaukee Committee, that looked a lot and involved in a lot of efforts looking at the structure, budget issues at county. So grew pretty familiar with it. And when it looked like there was going to be the office was going to be open, some friends of mine who used to tease me occasionally about running for office started again, and then some other people did, and I started asking friends, well, you know, what do you think? And got a lot of supporters, and the reason I ran is the same reason I've had moved so much of my time away from the businesses and towards philanthropy. I mean, giving back and at least trying to make a difference is a lot more rewarding. I think public service is an honorable thing and a privilege, and I wouldn't have run if I didn't think I could make a difference, and I'm excited about doing it more now than before.
Well, and congratulations on your election.
Well, thank you. And I
believe you previously served as a co-chair of a task force on Milwaukee County. Did that also give you some inside information? You saw some things you wanted to work on?
Yeah, actually, what started initially, it was a task force looking at cultural assets of the community. And in the course of looking at essentially the financial stability and sustainability of all of them, when we were looking at parks, we just started backing up and backing up and backing up. And I remember thinking, boy, this really ought to be a task force on the county, not just the cultural assets. And so that's what it became. Mm-hmm. And then the foundation supported a number of outside groups to just do further analysis, mostly through the Public Policy Forum. And, you know, there's a lot of great employees at county who were involved all along the way, and former employees like Rob Henkin and, who continue to be big fans of actively doing what we can to strengthen county. But it was all driven by saving and preserving and restoring services and the assets that are great about county.
Let's talk about the job itself. Mm-hmm. Do you like it so far? Are there some things that are different than you thought? Or, you know, has anything surprised you along the way? You're what, a month and a half into it now?
Yeah, a month and a half in. And in terms of surprises, I don't know if there's been, you know, I was pretty much eyes wide open about most of the large challenges, which are mostly fiscal. As you know, there was a probably unusually high, though, you know, I can't say historically, but number of openings and vacancies at some higher levels. But one thing that's been great, and, you know, again, not really a surprise, but just seeing just how many fantastic and talented people there are at county. A frustration of mine is that we have a tendency in the media to confuse our anger towards inefficiency with anger towards government. I spoke at a number of Memorial Day observances, and one of the observations I made is it personally frustrates me when people expand their frustration with inefficiency to a frustration with government. You hear, oh, government's the problem, government's the enemy, this, that, and the other. And I think, well, no. I mean, government won World War II. Government created the Marshall Plan. We rebuilt Europe, the GI Bill. We created a public education system that was the envy of the world. Incredible health infrastructure. We went to the moon again and again and again 40 years ago. We can do anything we want. It's not government that's the problem. It's who's in government and how we think about it. And what are the big differences? I think, you know, we need to remind ourselves that being patriotic and loving our country isn't simply complaining about flaws. It's doing something about it and recognizing that, you know, government can at its best be effective and efficient. And where it isn't, it's our duty to do something and not simply by whining and complaining and yelling and, you know, finding out who's on which side, but getting involved and trying to make a difference. And there's a lot of good people, as I said, in county who believe the same way. And frankly, for among other things, as we're looking for people to bring in, you know, for some of the hires we're making, yep, I care about a proven track record. Yep, I care about competent people who are hardworking and organized, who work well with others. But I'm looking for people also who feel the same way I do that, hey, this matters. This is important work. Public service is an honorable thing. I don't want anybody who doesn't feel that way. You know, absolutely efficiency, that doesn't mean at one in any way that we're ever sort of loosening accountability. Accountability matters, of course. But it means the goal is to improve it, you know, and to make things, you know, a lean, efficient delivery system for services, which is at the end of the day what all government organizations do.
Well, you were elected to fill out the remaining year in Scott Walker's term. And if you like this job, you're likely going to have to turn around and run again in a year. So what are your goals and objectives to have on your record? And so what do you want to accomplish in this relatively short time frame?
Well, if a year from now there was a giant volcano of cash that allowed us to fund all sorts of things, that'd be great. But failing that, the short-term goals, anything I can do to start changing the culture to be clearer department by department about what shared goals are, be more visible and broadly acknowledging the good work that people do. So when people beat those goals, you know, we celebrate that loudly. And just as importantly, we have meaningful accountability where we don't. I think there's a lot of opportunity to increase the coordination between departments. This came up in the election. I haven't been in politics before, but I have had the privilege and the opportunity of working with a lot of different types of management structures. And there's some things that are common to any organization that's high functioning. And that's, you know, a leadership team that works together, that values good and rewards good employees, that knows how to provide that clarity, and that is supported and encouraged to regularly interact, always be looking at the leading edge of its field. You know, if you've got somebody who's, running your, the garage of your fleet mate, you know, for fleet maintenance, you know, in an ideal world, you've got somebody who isn't just, they don't just know what they're required to do, but they care about it. They care about the people there. They know why what they do is important. They're aware of, hey, you know, there's a bunch of every municipality has some function like this around the country, and I know who the best ones are, and I'm always paying attention. And like a sports fan, not because I have to, because I'm excited, and maybe I'll even talk your ear off. I think about it. And that tone's got to be set at the top. And it's certainly, you know, I go to sleep and I wake up thinking about what could be. And I spend a lot of time reading and listening and taking in ideas and modeling different ideas and bouncing them off other people. And again, I'm as excited now as I've ever been about the job.
We're talking with Chris Abley, Milwaukee County Executive, and this program is Inside the County Board. So we want to focus a bit on your interactions with the county board thus far. How have things been in meeting with supervisors, and what might you do differently than the previous county executives in dealing with the board?
Well, I've been meeting with supervisors. I've at one point or another, and actually even prior to this, prior to the election, had the opportunity in the course of working on various projects to meet a lot of the supervisors and work with them on different things. You know, my bias is always going to be build a strong relationship, keep, you know, transparency about information, try and work with what you agree on, which is usually most things, and respect where you differ. But I think I think the opportunity to improve the lines of communication is has been well preserved, and we intend to stay as connected as we can.
How about with Chairman Holloway? How's that gone so far?
Oh, Lee's a good guy. I've met with him twice in his office since the election. You know, it's interesting because even in the course of the campaign, you know, I respect anybody who runs for public office. And frankly, now more than ever, because I mean it when I say it, I think, you know, elected office is a privilege and a responsibility, and it's an honorable thing. And I know that with Lee, as with everybody on the board, there is much more that we agree on, much, much more than what we disagree on. And I've enjoyed my interaction with him so far, and, you know, it's been good, and I hope to continue that.
We had Scott Walker on this program in December, mm-hmm. shortly before he left office from Milwaukee County, and the chairman appeared with him on this program, and they both said that they agreed on a number of issues during the 8.5 years, roughly, that they were in the top two positions. But there were still frequent vetoes of resolutions passed by the board. Do you see yourself issuing as many vetoes as county exec?
Well, you know, I don't think a veto is never the goal, the end point. I mean, when people veto something, it's not just to have a disagreement. I mean, the goal is to get to agreement with whatever body that's deliberating something. And I'd always rather spend time and, you know, find a way to address whatever needs and concerns there are on both sides. So whether that's the supervisor and the county exec or any deliberative body, than simply have an argument. I think, and that's always sort of going to be my bias. Now, that said, are we always going to agree on everything? Probably not, you know, but I mean, that's any group. And if we do, that'll be, someone will write a historical chapter someday about it.
More to come with County Executive Chris Abley when Inside the County Board returns after these messages on News Talk 1130 WISN.